What is expected to be the largest world fair in history, the Shanghai Expo, is getting ready to open its doors on May the 1st. But before the party has even begun, the event has been hit by accusations of plagiarism. The problem? The fair's promotional song. Waiting for You, the theme song of the Shanghai Expo. But some people think it sounds strangely familiar, a bit like a 1997 ballad by Japanese singer-songwriter Mayo Okamoto, Stay the Way You Are. Well, for the Expo organisers, it's all been a bit embarrassing. Now they've decided, for the moment at least, to stop using the song. Well, there may be storm clouds in Shanghai. There is a silver lining for Mayo Okamoto. Dan Grunebaum is the music editor of the Tokyo-based Metropolis magazine.
People are observing that obviously this has been a huge boost to her career. In fact, the song itself is now back in the top 20 digital download chart to cell phones. It's in the top 10. On iTunes, her record company has delayed the reissue of a best of compilation so that it can include that song on the collection. Apparently, the original CD single is now a collector's item, and people are apparently bidding for it on Yahoo Auction.
What about reaction in China? Zhang Lijie is a freelance journalist based in Beijing.
First of all, many people were so outraged. I mean, in the copy things, this is quite a big problem. It's not surprising, but the thing is, this copying of the Japanese song. As you know, that the China and Japan, the relationship is not very comfortable, to say the least. You know what happened in 1937, the rape in Nanjing, and the Japanese had some issues, and Chinese not very comfortable with that. So that caused quite a discussion here on the internet.
Because it was a big deal, the promotional video with the theme tune. You had, some top Chinese stars all involved.
Yeah, it was a big, and I just have to say, I thought this is very funny, because the government, really, the authority, goes out its way to make sure that everything goes perfectly. So for example, they even train the students how to behave and things like that. And then there's the embarrassment, things like this copying of the, the songs. So that's quite embarrassing for the government.
Because presumably with the Expo, the Expo is also a big deal, and the authorities are keen to make sure that everything goes as smoothly as possible.
Yes, of course, they're doing everything possible to do that. And in fact, there's always a slight rival between Beijing and Shanghai, and Beijing hosts the Olympics and Shanghai now hosting this Shanghai Expo. And some people were trying to say this is China's economic Olympic, but of course, it's not quite in the same league. So it was really quite funny, now it's caused much attention, also because China is very proud. And some people were saying, oh, maybe it's not a really copy, it's just an artistic imitation. And some people would say, oh, maybe the Japanese copied us. Doesn't the melody sound Chinese?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's try and work out between you, me and Fergus here, whether it is, plagiarism, a copy, or just something a little bit similar. Let's have a little listen to the Expo theme. Tune again. Okay, enough of that. What about that 1997 Japanese ballad? That, thank you very much. Okay, what is your verdict? Do you think they're one and the same? What do you think?
Sounds a bit too similar.
It's exactly the same.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
But the words it become quite popular because the words are quite nice. The Shanghai is bracing the word, and everybody's waiting for you like a fish waiting for ocean. Probably that's dead fish already.
Dead fish indeed. Zhang Lijie there in Beijing with the story of musical mayhem in Shanghai. It's coming up to 7 o'clock GMT. You're with the BBC World Service, The World Today.